League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Hour number two, three-hour show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Aaron Raybould in for Nick. It is yours truly in the studio, Barry, in Tulsa, Oklahoma, with a top-notch security system, an open back door, and the possibility that he could be sound asleep within 10 minutes.
Did you see this? That's nice. Did you see this story about George Springer and this kid, this six-year-old that stutters in Anaheim?
No.
Oh, my God. You think what Lance McCullers did was top-notch.
Right.
This is a team that you can be proud of off the field. That's what I love about this. This isn't the Cincinnati Bengals of the 90s. This isn't the Portland Trail Blazers pretty much most of their
jail Blazers, please. Thank you.
Yeah. So there was a kid in Southern California, big Angels, you know, fan. Well, they're in Angels territory, I should say. I wouldn't say he's a big Angels fan. Six-year-old kid that goes out to the game a couple days ago with a sign that says Springer, I stutter too. And it's a big sign. It's got his name. It's got Springer number 4, I stutter too. They go to two games, right? So Springer actually sees the sign. And because the kid had learned that George Springer had a stutter like him. And he was like, oh, my God, because he didn't know anybody else with a stutter. So when he learned that George Springer, immediately he's like, that's my favorite player. He goes to the game. And Springer sees the sign. He goes over and starts talking to him and says, listen, it's okay to stutter. It's okay. He autographs a baseball card. He took photos with the kid. He goes to the dugout. He gets some batting gloves. He goes back. He gives the kid the batting gloves. He talks to him. And everybody around, like, this is the mom telling the story. She said literally everyone was saying that it was the nicest signing, like, you know, from a player to do for anybody ever. And that the kid slept in the batting gloves that night. And
that's so awesome.
If there's a picture of it, of him sleeping in the batting gloves, hugging his teddy bear, dude, it's just an amazing story. It shows you that, you know, these guys have a platform. And sometimes, you know, I know Barkley was the one that said, you know, I'm not a role model and, you know, don't. But there's that opportunity to reach people. And Springer, I think, you know, to much to his credit, and maybe not enough to his credit, but a lot of people might shy away from doing interviews. And we've talked about how during the All-Star game, he was mic'd up and he didn't shy away from it. And it's just an amazing thing that he does for kids with a stutter. And it's the Stuttering Association for the Young that he supports. And this kid was his mom is I guess a member of it, but just an amazing story all the way around.
Yeah, no doubt about it. He does the bowling tournament every year where all the players support it, with all the money going to a camp for kids with stuttering issues. And, you know, seriously, I've done appearances with him where he was talking to young kids. And before we went out there to talk to these Little League kids, and it was like 32 teams, and he basically, I said, look, if anything's off limits, let me know. I don't want to get into this if you don't want me to. And he goes, no. He goes, there may be, if there's only one kid out there that has a stuttering problem and I can help, I want to. And I was like, it's so amazing. And the way he just engages with the kids and encourages them is amazing. And I want to say it's called Say, right?
Yeah, it's Say.
Yeah, and he does this camp, too, so that he gets the kids for, like, they all, you know, the money it raised all goes so these kids can afford to go to this camp to learn about how it's okay and you can overcome it. And, you know, you love hearing stories like that, but you're right. The good news is, you know, you got McCullers and Altuve that are all about, you know, dogs and helping animals, and George with the stuttering, and all these different guys, when they latch on to something that they want to make a difference on, it's not just, you know, yeah, I'll sign this and you can auction it or something. They're really, you know, hands-on with it, and that's what makes you proud to have them represent the city.
Man, indeed. It's especially like stuff like that when you're a six-year-old kid with a stutter. We know how mean kids can be. And
sure.
You know that he's got to be. And the mom in the post said that he handles it well. He deals with it well. He's all, you know, he's not, you know, he doesn't shy away from it. But it's so good that this kid has a role model now that he can look up to and say, you know what, if he can become a big leaguer, then I can do what I want to do. And this guy does commercials, and this guy does interviews, and he was featured during the All-Star game. And that's just amazing, man. Yeah. You have to have something special inside of you for a guy to be a guy like George Springer and do what he's done and still help kids and reach out and do those things. And yeah, it's called Say the Stuttering Association for the Young.
Yeah.
So pretty cool.
I think it's crazy how far he's come in such a short time, because before you were here, and Barry, before you were, when you were still doing Houston Game Day, I was working in production, and he came in to do his first ever endorsement.
Oh, wow.
And nobody was allowed to be in the room with him except for him, his girlfriend, and our production director at the time. He wouldn't let anyone in there because he was so nervous and so self-conscious about it. And he said, the more people are around me, the more it acts up. I can't do this with other people.
That's right. I was just going to say that,
so
too.
So our old guy, Grease Monkey, hit record and turned around and looked out the window and let him just record it as many times as he wanted. And then he got it. And then, you know, that next All-Star game, he's mic'd up and he's having a full conversation.
And
crazy.
It was so great TV, because the other thing, kind of like what you need when you want trying to make the major leagues, is you got to have that kind of drive that says, no matter what obstacles are in my way, I'm going forward. And what bigger obstacle than going on a national stage on a national broadcast of an All-Star game and then, you know, taking it head on and going, no, I'm going to do this. And then he knocked it out of the park.
Oh, yeah.
He was fantastic last year and then even did it again this year. I commend him in so many ways, but nothing, you know, obviously he's a hell of a player. But, yeah, all that stuff off the field that he does with Say is just, I just think it's extraordinary.
And then, I mean, not only that, but you feel like he, like you mentioned, Aaron, I didn't know that story, and that's fascinating, because then you start to see him in post games, right? And he's doing interviews, and he's, you can tell, like, when he first got here and first started doing them, you could tell he was uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's the most relaxed. And you know what? I don't really notice his stutter now.
Oh, no, he did it last night. But the other thing is, to your point, though, when it happens, it used to be that it would, like, consume him. He can feel it coming on, and it's just – he has ways of being able to overcome it quickly, and it's hard to notice. But, yeah, you're absolutely right, because, you know, some of this stuff, no matter – you can have all the training in the world and everything else, some of it might not just go away.
Well, all of us do it. Being on air all the time, you're talking, you stutter. But he sounds just like one of us would while we're talking constantly. Now it just seems like it's just brain catching up to the lips kind of thing, not a, you know, he's done it his whole life thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. It's pretty fascinating. That's one of those things, like, when I was in high school and junior high, and, you know, kids would pick on people and – there were certain things that I just wouldn't stand for. And, you know, we had a kid that stuttered, and there was a couple other kids that, you know, I mean, kids are mean, and boy, that used to piss me off. One of the, you know, first fights I ever got into was because somebody picked on a kid that had, you know, that was a little different. And
yep.
You have to wonder what's in the heart of people to make them that mean. But good for him, man, because he's overcome that, and he's become this huge star. And you know he's helping kids. You know he's giving these kids the confidence to go do stuff that they would never normally do. And that's unbelievable. That's the part of it that you look at and you think, this is way beyond just a sport. This is way beyond just a game.
Yeah, no doubt. And like you said, and he gets it, you know, because there's too many guys that when the lights are on and you go to the whole Scooter McGavern and all the guys, you know, from the movie, and even Tin Cup, when the lights are on, you're everybody's best friend, and the minute the lights are off and you don't think anybody's watching, you're just a complete, you know, D, and you don't want that. And so to know that these guys are as good off the field when the lights are off as they are when they're performing on the field, it's fantastic to know that they represent Houston.
Indeed.
All right, I got one more story for you, too. The other big thing coming out of the game last night, a little bit of a travel issue, a little bit of a scheduling concern. Set the fire under the butts of some of the Astros players as they got ready to board a plane last night. If you haven't heard, we'll fill you in next. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
going to answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Listen, even back when we was broke, my team ill. Martin Luther King would have been on Dreamville. Talk to her.
She got a boyfriend. Yeah. This is how I found out. We was in the car. We riding. Every time she answered the phone, it's like, hello? Hey, girl. That's how she answered the phone every time, right? One time we driving, she answered the phone and she like this. Hello?
You know.
Give me the damn phone.
There's our comedian of the week, Adam Bob.
That's going to be you one day, Joel, right? With Taylor.
Well, it better not be my wife. I can tell you that.
when he's talking about his 15-year-old kid answering the phone and boys call, that's going to be you, right?
Oh, give me the phone. No question about it. Yeah, because that kid's a little – I've told you this already. She's a little too outgoing and her vocabulary is already too good. Did I tell you this? That the other day, I'm on the computer and she walks in the kitchen and goes, Daddy, do me a favor. I'm like, I'm sorry? She goes, yeah, do me a favor. Get me some milk. I'm like, whoa, you need to slow your roll, young lady. I go, where'd you learn that? She goes, I don't know. And then she was doing something and Lisa was like, hey, Taylor, what are you doing? She goes, Mom, it's complicated. I go, Taylor, do you know what complicated means? She goes, and I'm like, okay, well, that's better, but still, I can't believe you pulled that out. I'm like, I commend her school, but the kid's not even in kindergarten yet, and she's dropping phrases like that. I'm like, boy, we're in trouble.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. A couple texts from the text line before we move on. Somebody said, actually, first of all, shout out to Chris Householder. He said he's finally back listening.
Where's he been?
Things have been a little rough for my guy. He's been going through a divorce, man.
Oh,
that's tough.
No.
He said, glad to be back laughing. Chris, we're glad to have you back, buddy. Hope things improve for you because that is not fun. Been there, done that, homie.
Yeah, hang
been
in there,
done that. It gets better. And then somebody said, shout out. Actually, it says shootout, but I know they meant shout out to the best show in Houston with Barry Laminack and Jim Adler. That's outstanding.
Yeah, and since I said, evidently I said scooter instead of shooter McGavern, and we were quickly corrected on that too. So let's make sure we get that straight.
Yeah.
Jeez. Did you see the other story out of the Astros game, though? And I kind of agree with him. This whole travel issue is just not cool. I mean, the Stros, you know, normally throughout the year, there's a reason why there are day games played in the middle of the week. They're called getaway games. So these guys, especially when they're traveling across country, like the Astros coming from Anaheim, coming back to Houston, you would have a day game so they could get out of town quick enough to get in their beds by a decent hour, get sleep because they have a game the next day. Instead, the Stros had the night game last night on the West Coast, got out of there, and landed in Houston. They were estimated to land at 5:15. I did the back timing of a Bregman tweet that I saw this morning that had them, I would assume, landing or close to it at about 4:30, 4:45. And then they got to come back and play tonight in what amounts to a pretty big game because obviously the rest of the teams in the division have closed the gap a little bit. They sent Verlander home early so that he was rested enough to be ready to pitch tonight. But Josh Reddick and others are going, look, man, I mean, it's just not right. You're supposed to have a day game unless it's Sunday night baseball in a situation like this. And instead, you know, MLB and the scheduling department's got us playing a night game and then come back. He goes, you know, by the time we get to bed and everything, and I've been there and done this with the Rockets on back-to-backs, and even there it's not fun. But you sympathize a little bit with these guys. He handled it well, said, look, we're professionals. We got to do what we got to do, but it just isn't right. And I agree with him.
I do too, but I doubt it happens a ton. Like, even from this series, they go from they have a day game and then a night game, and they're at home.
Yeah.
So that, you know, are they like, hey, this is great, we get extra time off? It's the Rangers, the last game of the Rangers series that they're coming back to that starts today. Sunday it's 1:10, and then they don't play again until Monday night at 7:10. So I get it, but again, one, it's not like they're flying, you know, coach and all cramped up. Like they're flying nice, they're staying in nice hotels. All they don't have to lug baggage all the way through. Like it's not the same travel you and I do. You know that right, from when you right. worked with
yep.
the Rockets.
Yep.
It's a lot easier to travel with a team as a team than it is to, like, a, you know, a schlub like you and me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, A.J. Hinch is not going to make them practice. So I think once in a while it's not that big of a deal. I don't think the MLB was out to get the Astros. And, I mean, sometimes it's just going to happen like that. I guarantee you we could go find at least 10 other teams that this has happened to.
Oh, I'm sure. And look, and the other thing I didn't understand was the quote from Reddick that said, look at us. We don't do that to anyone. We don't ever give them a night game on a getaway day unless it's Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN. It makes no sense. It really makes no sense. A lot of guys aren't happy about it, myself included. It's going to be a long day, but this is what we get paid to do. We suck it up, and hopefully, you know, it'll fire us up. The bottom line is, it sounds like he's putting a little shade on the Angels, too, because, you know, the Angels and Astros, if it isn't a national TV game, you can always alter the game time. But if I'm not mistaken, they started it an hour earlier last night, and the Angels had a 6 o'clock Pacific Coast time start time because that game came on at 8 last night. So I would assume that you can't even really take a shot at the Angels, which it sounded like Reddick was doing, because they at least tried to do what they could, and they took it in the shorts, because if you looked at the stands during the first inning of the game, and the guys even pointed it out, Kevin Eschenfelder did a great job of pointing it out, because of the game starting an hour earlier, there was literally, you know, hardly anybody in the seats. So yeah, maybe the Angels did try and do something to help them out a little bit.
Well, that I doubt it. I mean, that schedule is probably made well in advance, and they're not going to be like, well, let's make sure the Astros don't have a – but it could be, but I wouldn't think that would be the case. They're not going to do anybody those favors like that. But the Angels have to play today. They're playing in Seattle at 9 o'clock. Now,
but obviously it's a shorter trip.
It is a short – oh, no doubt it's a shorter trip. But what are we talking about here, 2 hours of flight time?
I mean,
in the grand scheme
plus
of things,
you lose
how
two
big
hours.
Of a deal
yeah.
is that?
From an Astros perspective, you lose 2 hours, you're traveling 4.5 hours in the air, and it's a lot tougher than staying on the West Coast and going 2 hours
sure.
up the coast.
Sure, sure. Not, no doubt. But they still have to play today, and that's a 9 o'clock start for them. So, you know – I don't know. Well, maybe that's a 9 o'clock start our time, 7 o'clock for them. But I would be interested to see how many times this occurs, not just for this team,
I would
others.
Say you're probably right. It's probably not a large number, but at the same time, obviously it's tough for a team that's in the middle sure. of you know, a lot of very important games getting late in the season that they have to deal with it now, but it is what it is. The funny thing is, too, when everybody should be sleeping, I did see that Colin McHugh's wife, who I've mentioned before on this show, gets a little bit maybe too chatty on Twitter.
She thinks she's sipping the wine or something? Or
I don't know what it was, but she tweeted out last night, Straw, I'm assuming we all know who that is, Miles Straw, said Straw just yelled out, boobies are just like penises. So she said in her mind, the weekend has started. So it doesn't sound like anybody's trying to sleep on the plane if he's yelling that out while the plane is flying.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Boobies are just like penises?
Yeah, I'll try and find the tweet. But I was like, well, I guess everybody wasn't tucked snug in their first-class seats.
Well, that's you're burying the lead here. Them being up this late and tweeting, is it what boobies and penises is Miles Straw looking at where he would think that they're the same?
Yeah, let me see if I can find her tweet.
That doesn't make any sense. That I don't feel like he's seen the right boobies or penises to in drawing that comparison and saying, oh, well, those are the same. Now, maybe she took it out of context. Maybe he was like, you know, they're the same because if you got small ones, you don't want to show them to nobody or something. And that's okay. I get that. But just to stop right there, like, I feel like there needs to be more information about why you drew this conclusion.
I'm with you, but
boobies and penises, because I don't know a lot, but I know that boobies and penises aren't the same
thing. But I told
you,
she's also very quick to drop F-bombs and a lot of different... Remember, she had the deal where she was banging on all the airline for first-class seating, and I was like, that's not going to make you look so good.
Right. Sipping wine.
So let me check this. Ashley.
While you're looking for that, I'll read a couple texts here. Somebody said, I don't sympathize with them. And I was going to make this point too, but I don't sympathize with them. I'm not as fortunate of playing a game for millions of dollars. I work construction in 100-degree heat every day. Get over it, pansies. And I tend to agree. Like, and I know that every situation is different and there's a different level of stress for every job, and you know, you don't have – there's not 30,000 people booing you and telling you what a piece of crap you are while you're doing your job in 100-degree heat. So every job has its own stress level that it causes differently. But I tend to agree, like, you know, I've done some crazy stuff. I've driven to Dallas for a show and driven back that same night so I could be on the air the next day, and that's not great. I'm not going to complain about it. It's not ideal. But I realize I'm pretty fortunate because I had a job where I worked in 100 degrees on a tar roof in August in Houston. So I get it. It just sounds – yeah, it's most of the fans that hear that is going to fall on deaf ears. No one – you're not going to get sympathy from most of the people that watch baseball. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
What was that? Oh, sorry about that. That was weird. I didn't know what the hell happened there. Joe.
Here it is.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah. Shaw just full yelled, boobies are like penises on our plane. So, yeah, it's the weekend, baby.
Yeah, that's it. No context as to why.
And there's also on this same strand of her tweets, she goes on to say that just kind of to your point, Barry, but it's kind of someone saying, look, you bitching about flying commercial on a middle seat, too, is a little bit surreal for the, you know, the people that actually are, you know, not in, at the luxury of being able to fly commercial and do other things. So,
right.
So, yeah, well,
it's no sympathy here. I sympathize for you if you're not using GetUpside. I do have sympathy for you out there that aren't using this app yet, because, boy, you are wasting a lot of money. You are leaving a lot of money at the table. You're leaving a lot of money at the pump. A lot of folks I know are getting on this. Why aren't you getting on it if you haven't already? Go download GetUpside right now. It's in the iTunes store. It's in the Google Play store. You put it on your phone. It's completely free. No catches, no gimmicks. Download it. Put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. That's going to get you extra cash back on your first fill up at a gas station through the GetUpside app. Now, there's over 500 around the city alone where you can get cash back when you fill up your tank. And you can also get it when you're at restaurants. And they have over 100 restaurants around the city where you can get up to 35% cash back. But check this out. I was talking to Aaron about GetUpside because Aaron Rabel, our producer for the day, producer for the Blitz, he uses GetUpside. He and his wife both do. He was telling me they fight over who's going to fill the car up. They fight over who's going to run and get dinner that night because they both want to get that money in their account. They see the value in it. And I'm telling you, I'm on it. Nick's using it. My wife uses it. AJ. Like, there are so many people that are using this app because it's literally free money. So get in on this if you haven't already. Go download it right now and put it on your phone. And don't forget that promo code Barry. I want you to get that bump. I told you about Z yesterday who hit me up, sent me a screenshot. He said, dude, I got $8 back my first fill up through the GetUpside app. This is crazy. Don't leave money at the pump. I don't want you to miss out on this. I'm so excited about it. You're going to love it. And it's not just cash. You can get gift cards to different places. And you know what? If you're the only one, don't tell your wife. Don't tell your husband that you're using GetUpside. That's a little she money or he money that they don't have to know about. It's just for you. But don't leave it at the pump and don't leave it at the table. Go download GetUpside. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back. Thank me later.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, and we proudly hydrate with C-Force water.
I want you to stop talking and start drinking.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books, 90 still to go. Second half of the show, it's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. I am doing fine because, woo, that coffee is kicking in. So I've got the opposite of going of Barry, who mistakenly took a sleeping pill.
Yeah.
So we think, yeah. Okay, Garfield. Here's the thing, and you should be happy. You're not
I'm never
here.
Happy, Joel. You
Aaron Rabold, you take this as a warning. So during the break, I go down the hall. I go into the kitchen. I'm going to just get some water. But you know that besides the new vending machine that you lobbied hard for,
right?
There's also a nut machine with, as people have said, where you can grab a handful of nuts for a quarter. So there's, it's almost like an old gumball dispenser, but it's like four-sided, and depending on the side you put the quarter in, you get whatever's there. I look in there. Do you realize there is a full-sized, probably 2 or 3 inch screw sitting in the middle of the peanuts in the vending machine?
Well, that's not good.
So I went to Esme and I said, Esme, do you know that, don't take this the wrong way, but do you know that there's a screw in the nuts? And she's like, oh yeah, it's going to be fine. I'm like, huh? She goes, yeah. I go, well, what if the screw goes through the slot? And she's like, well, I don't think it will. I'm like, well, we should probably call somebody on that.
Wait a minute. So there's a screw like sticking up, like they mounted it when they mounted
the nut dispenser. So essentially, you know,
to the stand, they screwed it in, and there was a screw poking up through the bottom.
If I'm to guess what happened, you know, at the very top, right? There's like the roof of the machine, and I think in the center of that, there's a screw that almost like a bolt that goes up through the center of it. Mm-hmm. It looks like it like fell out and it landed in one of the compartments of nuts.
So if you go to get go to get a handful of nuts,
you might get a screw. You might get screwed. I can't make it up. I said to Esme walking away, I was like, I go, some things just write themselves. I had nothing to do with this, but it's
so
legit. If people come into our office, they will see it if they want to go get a handful of nuts.
Wow.
They got to fix that.
Yeah. You'd hate to see somebody choke on.
Let's see. And then you go there. So, you know, we did mention, by the way, we were talking about George Springer and what a good dude he is. And, you know, if parents want the opportunity for their kid to get some instruction from one George Springer, we've got a deal for you. The All-Star Outfielder wants to play baseball with your kids at the George Springer Baseball Pro Camp. It's presented by Houston Methodist. Kids grades 1st through 8th grade can join George and his Houston area coaches August the 5th at Friendswood High School for small group instruction on baseball fundamentals and fun. All you got to do is go to ESPN975.com to register to win a spot for your child. Very cool thing. Check it out if you get a chance. ESPN975.com.
Pretty cool. Hey, you know how mean our listeners can be to us?
Yeah.
They can also be mean to each other. And I support this 1,000%. First of all, let's go back. So we were talking about the travel stuff, and you were talking about McHugh's wife on the plane. And somebody texted, they allow wives on the plane?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's how they get there and back and so forth, right?
Well, it depends. Organization to organization. Some organizations are very strict about that, and others realize, look, the way that you keep your players happy indirectly and keep them wanting to stay with your franchise is you go out of your way to do things for them. If they're on the road for any period of time, from time to time, you know, and obviously baseball has a bigger plane than basketball, but, you know, you're allowed to bring your significant other and or a family member or things like that. Through the years, even in basketball, there were players that brought their mom, they brought their wife. It's special circumstances in basketball, but I think it's pretty common in baseball if you want to do it.
Especially if, like, you know, your wife, you and your wife are from the West Coast, then maybe they want to.
Exactly.
It's a way to get back and go see family or whatnot. I could see that. I could totally see that.
Yep.
So we mentioned the whole, you know, they're upset. The Astros are upset about the travel. And one of the texters was like, oh, boohoo. I work a construction job in 100 degree heat. I don't feel sorry for those pansies. And then the rest of the listeners just pounced and started sending in mean texts to our construction worker friend who texted the show, John Parker among them. He said, if you're working road construction, you may have 30,000 people booing you and yelling you suck on a daily basis. I'm just saying.
Or you play for the Orioles.
That's true. That, you know, I have passed a construction zone and been like, why is no one in this working? Everyone's standing around looking at each other. So I get it's 100 degrees out, but a lot of y'all ain't working. John Parker makes a good point.
Someone on text message has a correction, and I stand corrected. It didn't say Straw. It said Shaw on the tweet.
Gotcha.
And Shaw is the McHugh's son.
Ah, there you go.
So it wasn't Miles Straw getting boobies and penises to talk about. It was the kid. All right, wow. So I stand corrected. Still a funny story.
Yeah. And then somebody else with our construction worker said the quote, I have to work in the heat and they play a game for millions of dollars, guy, is the weakest take. Nobody cares about your plight, dude. What? Okay. Wow.
Jeez.
Maybe here's another one. Maybe if the construction worker had made better decisions in life, he wouldn't be working construction. What?
Jeez.
You guys are a bunch of jerks.
Yeah, savage.
And I love it. Stop. What?
You didn't want him to stop.
No, I don't. I mean, look, if we can take the heat from all these folks, then our listeners can too.
And boy, do we.
Rich texted. He said, hey, you guys, thanks for the laughs. I'm running behind, but no matter how bad the day gets, you guys put a smile on my face forever, suspect. Much love, Rich. Much appreciated.
No
what's Rich Ward running late for?
Wow.
Shots fired. You think Rich Lord has ever listened to our show?
No. Well, he's on about the same time. Well, even driving in, no.
You don't think so? I mean, they're on from 2 to 6, so he's driving in. You don't think he's ever caught the first hour?
They were.
Yeah, but you don't think he's ever caught the first hour?
No.
Well, he obviously wasn't doing show prep.
Wow. Okay.
But maybe he's driving in at one. He's like, let's see what the competition's doing. No?
No, he's rolling around H-Town on 20s. I don't think he had any time to be wasted on our show.
I don't think I've ever listened to his show either since we've been doing the show or since I've been at ESPN. Well,
on the way home, I listened to the Blitz. So I just...
Yeah. I do. I mean, I listen to some other shows, but I got to be honest... if I'm listening to terrestrial radio, it's going to be our station because I like the other shows.
I'm with you.
I've made no bones about that. I like Fred and AJ. They're good radio. Well, I grew up with John and Lance, so they're like my radio granddads. And Charlie is like the smart uncle that everybody loves. So
Charlie's
Charlie's
a good friend. So,
well, he's a good friend to you. He
Aaron's
won't follow
a great
me
dude.
On Twitter.
Yeah, Fred. But yeah, Fred's nice.
I listen to.
I love John. I love Lance. John's a pot stir, but he's okay. My boy Raheel. Yep.
You've named everybody. I feel like you're missing somebody.
Well, I don't think so.
Dell?
I don't think I've missed any. Dell's a good dude. A little different, but yeah. Did I mention
Jose?
By the way,
you didn't mention Jose.
Oh, Jose's fantastic.
And Palillo, I feel like there's one name that you didn't say.
Definitely can't put a finger on it. Did you hear this, by the way, too? And Raheel tweeted this and Instagrammed this. And I saw him in the hallway today. I thought he was kidding. He's going on a modeling trip tomorrow to London.
For Lululemon?
Straight up. No, it's not for Lululemon. It's something like for Movember or something like that. But he gets to go to London on a trip and do modeling. Good for you, Raheel.
He's a model?
I guess so. Who knew? Just letting you know what he told me. And he did put it out on social media, and it does seem to have some validity to it. So good for him.
Well, that is good.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were to ask me to guess what Raheel did outside of radio,
mm-hmm.
I don't think that I would have picked model.
I cringe when I say this, but Barry, what would you think he was modeling?
What do I think he's modeling?
What if it wasn't a model? What do you think he'd be doing?
I mean, I don't know. Something creative and fun and funny, like he does TV. So I would TV or he's an actor or he's in plays or he does. But I don't know. Don't you have to be good looking to be a model?
Okay. On that note, we've got a couple calls lining up. Josh, before we go to break, let's get in real quick, Aaron. Are we going to get him on the other side of the break? Want to get to the break? Okay, let's get Josh real quick. He has questions about players with disabilities. Josh, what's up?
Hey, I was listening earlier, and you were talking about George Springer with the kids that stutter.
Yeah.
And I was just curious if you knew of any of the Major League Baseball players that had Meniere's disease or dealt with wore hearing aids or anything such as that. I have a 11-year-old son that has Meniere's disease, wears a hearing aid, and he doesn't use it while he's playing baseball. And I was just curious if you knew of any other baseball players that had anything such as that or not.
Have you Googled it, Josh?
I did, but I didn't come up with anything.
Yeah, I'm no expert, but I have not heard of any players that do. But, you know, obviously I would Google it first and see, and maybe reach out to even MLB to see if they, you know, there's anybody in the pipeline even coming up that might be dealing with the same issues. So I don't know. That, well, it's worth a shot.
I was just curious to know if you knew of anybody that was or wasn't.
I appreciate the call, Josh. Thanks for listening. Hopefully someone can help you out.
I have never heard of Meniere's disease.
Me either.
So I looked it up. Let's see. Meniere's disease is an abnormality in the inner ear causing a host of symptoms, including vertigo or severe dizziness, fluctuating hearing loss, tinnitus or a roaring sound in the ears, and the sensation of pressure or pain in the affected ear. Famous people with Meniere's disease. I'm looking at a list. Dana White is on the list.
There you go. There's someone to reach out to. Yeah.
That might be a guy to reach out to. Dana White is a very, very giving man, and he might be a guy that I'm sure if you reached out to.
Do you have a suggested way to contact him?
You know, I might could if what was the guy's name that just called?
Josh.
Josh, if you're still listening, text me your info to the text line. And I'm not trying to name drop here, but you asked, Joel.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
You know that I'm good friends with Mick Maynard, who is the – one of two matchmakers for the UFC. So I don't have a direct line to Dana White.
No, that's awesome.
But Mick reports directly to Dana White, and they obviously work side by side. So I would be happy to pass that along to Mick Maynard and see if maybe even Dana White could tweet at your kid or reach out or whatever. I can't promise anything.
No, but that's awesome. That's where I was going with that. And that if you could do that, obviously we always say we like to help the suspects. But
I would
that
be
would
happy
be
to do it.
Yeah,
very more great. Than happy to do it. And tell your kid Vincent Van Gogh also had Meniere's disease.
Don't reach out to him.
No, you won't get a risk. Tim Conley, professional golfer.
Don't know.
Steve Francis. Joel, you're up.
Seriously?
It says Steve Francis.
Really?
I'm looking at this list. Yeah, I'm trying to catch up so that we can. But yeah, Steve Francis. And I know
he's
we got to go to break.
Town.
I'll look. Yeah, you need to reach out, Joel.
I'll
look.
Try and find him.
I'll look for more names on this list, and maybe we can make something happen.
Very
for Josh's
cool.
Kid.
All right, we got to get to a break, and then we're going to come back, wrap up hour number two, and still have 60 minutes on the clock after that. So plenty of time for you to join us if you want. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
SaberCats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere. Mate.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, just about to the third hour of the show. We'll wrap this one up and take you all the way till 4. Blitz takes you till 7, ESPN 97.5. Barry in Tulsa, Oklahoma, doing a little comedy, staying at palatial and very foo-foo River Oaksy-type digs, as we've talked about throughout the show. If you missed anything, ESPN975.com. Click on the show tab at the top of the page for the Usual Suspects. Catch up on what you missed on an F Yeah Friday. Adam Bob is our comedian. We have one more clip coming up at 3:15. If you missed the clips, again, catch what you missed. And while you're on the website, you might as well just download the app. Then you can take us anywhere, everywhere, never miss a thing.
So So apparently, according to Max, I am a fake ass stand up who rips off jokes from AJ.
What?
Yeah, because remember I was saying earlier the guy Casey that said that my Twitter name was ironic because it's Barry is funny.
Yes.
And apparently he was suggesting that I'm not. And right. So I told him, I was like, wow, all zero of your followers saw this super sick burn. Well, this Max guy was like, he just tweets at me, he goes, stop copying people's jokes and passing them off as your own again. AJ is the real used this against me like a month ago. Do you think I really read all of AJ's tweets and yours, you dumbass? And besides that, is it really a stretch to make a joke about a dude who has zero Twitter followers? Do you think AJ was the first person to come up with that joke in the history of Twitter? People don't think before they tweet. He called me an F-word fake-ass stand-up, even rips off his coworker's bleep. Jeez. You been fired. Hashtag can't wait. But
bad
he still follows
today?
Me on Twitter.
Yeah, having a bad day today? Or?
Tell him to go follow what's his name so that he has a follower and they can be friends because apparently
yeah.
they tweet out crap takes.
Yeah, why don't you go follow Casey? Then you'll have 37 because he'll follow you back and he'll have one. And combined, you guys can, you know, masturbate each other on Twitter because you're a weirdo. That's an easy ass joke. All right, let's be real. If I'm going to steal a joke from AJ, it's not going to be a joke about somebody with no Twitter followers. That's literally the easiest joke to come up with on Twitter.
But you don't need to go to @AJIsn'tFunny when you're a professional comedian.
I love that. I've been fired, by the way. Hashtag can't wait. Well, you know what, Max, though? I appreciate that you still follow me on Twitter, you weirdo.
Hey, shout out to Ray on Twitter, by the way, who said, heard you guys talking about the Astros schedule. Teams set times, but Major League Baseball has a rule that if a flight is over 2.5 hours, the game must start earlier to make up for the travel, which was 3.5 hour flight, give or take. So 1 hour earlier. So that's what happened last night. The Astros usually accommodate teams on the getaway day with an afternoon start. So that's where Reddick was saying there was a little bit of a discrepancy. But bottom line, good explanation there from Ray. We appreciate it.
Yeah, that is a good explanation.
I like to hear that. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Your boy's on hold, by the way.
Clarence, I have no idea who
Clarence
the boy is.
Clarence and okay. the construction worker. This could go any which
oh,
way.
Oh, boy.
Clarence, what's up, brother? Yo, Clarence. Okay, that went well. 3, 2, 1. Clarence?
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, guys, how y'all doing? I'm sleeping in the car with a dog. Oh, wait, here he is. Now he's back on another line.
Oh, what? All right. Well, by the time we get... Oh, is he there?
Clarence, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, what the hell happened? Did you call twice?
I don't know. The phone cut out and...
Did you pay your bill?
Didn't say anything.
Did you have the dog in the car asleep again?
I have people bothering me about orders.
That's not the same thing, Clarence. I thought you had the dog sleeping in the car with you.
Yeah,
what's
actually
up?
It is the same thing, but anyway. First off, obviously, that guy's never seen Barry stand up before because all those jokes are original and funny as hell.
Good job.
Thank you, Clarence.
And two, that shows you how much of a stand up guy Barry is compared to the a-hole everyone thinks he is because you don't have to call a friend to try to see if they could get in touch with Dana White. But you're doing that out of the kindness of your heart, and that's a real stand up thing.
Okay, Clarence, you're close to being hung up on.
What?
You're close to being hung up on. I don't need you to take it that far.
Oh, sorry,
okay?
sorry.
Yeah, thanks. Reel it back in.
All right, and as far as the construction worker, you know what? I don't feel sorry for them until they get 290 up and completed. That's it.
I'm sure Dr. Dre feels the same way.
That's outstanding, Clarence. Thanks for the call.
That was good.
That is so funny. You know what? He's got a point.
Dude,
he really does.
It's the running joke of all jokes, whether you're a comedian or not, that it's going to be under construction forever, and it has been.
Yeah. I was waiting for him to be like, you know, you say you're working in 100-degree heat, but are you?
Mm-hmm.
That is too funny. I don't feel sorry for him until they finish 290. That's outstanding, Clarence. Well done.
Very, very well done. And another suspect chiming in. We always appreciate hearing from you guys. So that is fantastic.
Indeed. Hey, did you see this story? You think Dan Le Batard is long for ESPN after he comes out and isn't very complimentary of the way that they've handled some of the political landscape in the country as of late? I'll read you the quote, and then I want to get your thoughts because, you know, you've been behind the scenes in this business in general, so I'd be interested to see what you think. But this is what Le Batard said. He said, "So what happened last night, this felt un-American. Basically a chant, quote, send her back. It's not the America that my parents came to get for us. There's a racial division in this country that's being instigated by the president. And we here at ESPN haven't had the stomach for that fight because Jemele Hill did some things on Twitter, and you saw what happened after that. Then here all of a sudden nobody talks politics on anything unless we can use one of these sports figures as a meat shield in the most cowardly possible way to discuss the subject." I mean, he basically came out and chastised ESPN for not getting involved, and it's going to be interesting to see how ESPN responds, because he does bring up the point about Jemele Hill, and she took a stance and she was outspoken, and it ended up costing her her job. And Le Batard has some pull over there at ESPN. I don't know how much. I don't know. Do you think he survives this?
Well, here's the thing, Barry. He survived worse. If you go back and Google Dan Le Batard, you'll find out he's got a bit of a history himself. But yeah, I don't know if he felt like, because of the Jemele Hill situation, that he would be looked at as, you know, because he's outspoken about it too, whether you look at it as a hero with certain people or not, but that ESPN wouldn't be able to touch him because then he could point the finger at them going, see, this is the second time. If anybody breaks rank and speaks their mind, they're going to get, you know, penalized or lose their job. But it is interesting that he was the one that was outspoken about this. I've seen a lot of, I don't know if you've seen it, but I've seen a lot of feedback already where people are saying, you know, Le Batard did what no one else had the guts to do. Everybody else was afraid to address this. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how the network handles it, because if it was just him making the statement about the president and what happened, it's one thing. But when you call out your employer, it's entirely another.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's where it's like, I wonder if they're going to try to make an example out of him, because, you know, you've got they're taking this stance or lack of a stance for a reason, and it's all, I'm sure it's all motivated by, you know, the almighty dollar.
I mean, sure it is.
If you feel like this could affect ratings to take a stance one way or the other, or, you know, whatever, or maybe take soft stances and whatnot, it's all money driven. I promise you that ESPN isn't making decisions based on political views, but necessarily.
No, and let's
they're not owned by Fox. They're not owned by Rupert Murdoch.
Say, yes,
they're owned by Disney. But I guarantee you that every decision they make to talk or not talk politics is money based. So if you're going to come out and chastise it, it's going to be interesting to see, can he fade that, because they're all about the money. That's what they do.
Yeah, what better way to keep revenue coming from both sides of the political lines than to take the exact middle of the road and stay there? And you were going where I was going. You're owned by Disney, so you know you're going to try and be as politically correct and squeaky clean as possible. So they don't want any kind of look like this, good, bad, or indifferent. They want to stay clear of it and say, hey, that's politics, we're in sports, it's a different business. But it sometimes can be intertwined, and it's going to be dicey and interesting to see how it unravels after this. But yeah, that's going to be one to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
All right, we're 2 hours in. We got 1 hour still to go. 60 minutes on the clock. We'll take it till 4. Then the Blitz in Vegas will take it till 7 on the eve of Pacquiao coming up with Thurman. That's going to be a big fight. They're live in Vegas. They're going to have plenty to get to as they are there. We are here. Barry's in Tulsa, and we've got an hour left to go. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station, ESPN 97.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.